And now, to tell us more about Syngenta at a global level, here is our global CEO, Mike Mack.
Well, thank you, David, and good morning to everybody. I particularly appreciate the planting the seeds of our future because, of course, I think this building represents a lot about that. And I couldn't think of a place that I'd rather be than with all of you this morning. So thank you all, and greetings and congratulations from virtually all of your colleagues in Basel and, of course, around the world, who are a big part of standing behind what we're trying to accomplish here with our seeds business and, indeed, our corn seed business here in NAFTA. I'd also like to extend personal thanks to our special guests for coming here to be with us today. We appreciate the warm show of support from all of the public officials, representatives from industry and academia, and many customers that have also joined us today. And our guest speakers, first, Minnesota Chamber of Commerce President Olson, Deputy Commissioner Boerboom, Senator Bonhoff, and Mayor Schneider. Thank you all for being with us today. Thank you. Now, this is a red-letter day, really, in the history of Syngenta Seeds, but also, I dare say, for all of the people of this great state and city. It's become all too rare for communities to see major employers reaffirm their commitment to their communities and to reaffirm their commitment to growing their businesses and making investments like the one that we have here that we're celebrating today. So it's great to be with you all and to call Minnetonka, Minnesota, the home of the North American headquarters of Syngenta Seeds. And we're all delighted to be here. And so well done. It's been a number of years underway and a great day to be able to celebrate the ribbon cutting. We're really proud of the extraordinary building, which embodies, I think, the forward-looking, sustainable qualities and sustainable spirit of the innovation that has driven Syngenta and its predecessor companies for more than a century. And I'm going to touch on these in this building in just a moment. But first, I'd like to say how pleased I am to share the stage with people like David just said, the sales leaders you just met, Easton from Golden Harvest, Roy Berry, and from NK, and, of course, Troy Boomsma from Garst. We're indeed a global company and vital operations on every single continent in the world, save the South Pole. But it's employees, of course, like Easton, Roy, and Troy, and the people that work here who truly enable us to bring plant potential to life. Now, as many of you here know, we built this business through a series of acquisitions symbolized by the familiar brands on the trucks, Garst, Golden Harvest, and NK, NK of which celebrates its 125th anniversary this year, names for which American farm kids learned generations before they ever got to school. Now, we've kept these names themselves, but have integrated the best of their elite germplasm, the R&D pipelines, and the marketing with our own AgriSure line of corn traits, both NK as well as the other brands, to create a corn and soybean powerhouse. We're starting to see the results of that investment in the long-term growth of our company, just as we will from the investment in this building. Last year, 2008, was an extraordinary one for Syngenta, and indeed for our seeds business. Sales in seeds rose by 16%, and it was led by corn and soybeans, and now accounts all of seeds for $2.4 billion. The momentum continued through the first half of 2009, where we saw sales growth in all seeds lines, again led by corn and soybean, and a strong improvement in profitability. In North America, I think it's especially worth noting that despite a pattern of delayed planting decisions and a lot of uncertainty through the front part of the year on acreage, we saw a significant sales gain in the first half of the year with our triple stack corn, AgriSure 3000 GT. Triple stack, of course, which we've been putting a lot of investment in over the years, and a product that has been anticipated by the market now for the last 4 years. Our grower customers, both here and in emerging markets, are voting with their pocketbooks time and again and for higher value seeds that incorporate our state-of-the-art biotechnology here and in a growing way down in Latin America. Now, the importance of this trend can't be overestimated. As we're all well reminded last week, in the outpouring of praise for the great Norman Borlaug, a product of the University of Minnesota, as I might remind you, on the occasion of his passing last week. One expert quoted in the New York Times calculated that virtually half of the world's population goes to bed at night after consuming grain descended from one of the high-yield varieties developed by Dr. Borlaug and his colleagues in the Green Revolution. Now, make no mistake, ladies and gentlemen, we are continuing the mission of Dr. Borlaug, working with both transgenetic and native trait seeds and the latest in breeding, lab automation, bioinformatics, and other tools to bring plant potential to life. Like him, we're committed to finding ways to do more with less in agriculture with plants that resist insects and disease, tolerate herbicides, optimize the use of water, and the production, indeed, of ethanol. Without access to agricultural technologies such as AgriSure 3000 and others, and increased yields using scarce land and water more efficiently, the world's farmers cannot possibly hope to grow enough to, in turn, turn the tide of hunger. We are tightly run business, but we're also determined to play a leading role in meeting the great challenges of our time. Hunger is one of those challenges. Protecting the environment is another one of those challenges. Biotech seeds support that goal in a variety of ways. So does the building we're looking at here, which was built to comply with tough standards for federal LEED Gold certification. On the way over, I was reading the list of all of the green features in this building, and it could and does indeed fill several pages. A few of them stood out for me, though. It's a quarter of a mile from a bus line and very near bike paths. 90% of the structural steel is recycled. Floors and staircases use natural and renewable resources such as bamboo and cork. Floor tiles and carpeting are made from recycled content. High-efficiency water, plumbing, and filtration systems cut down on water use. I'm also very pleased to observe that it's people-friendly, too. Its interior, which was planned with extensive employee fit input, fits modern processes with lots of open space and collaborative areas where people can gather for quick meetings. I've no doubt that this building will be seen by prized prospects as a sparkling symbol of Syngenta as a great place to work. I mentioned to David just upon touring the facility that and I have the privilege to be able to travel around the world and visit Syngenta locations all around the world. Trust me, this is the nicest facility in the entire company, and I think it's an extraordinary building and one of which we're proud to be a part of, and I hope that you can feel some of that pride as well. The employees here have earned this expression of faith from Syngenta, and as I advised those who attended the breakfast meeting this morning, we fully expect that you'll continue the great work that has brought our legacy companies together under one roof. So with that, once again, congratulations, best wishes to all. Thank you very much. Let's have a great morning. Thank you.